else takes 8. Then the next chorus, you take 4 and stop. Okay, then you're decreasing the number of bars. So it would be 4, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 4, and then if you stop, he'll take 4. Then everybody else takes 4 after that. That's kind of the convention, I guess. And that can be fun, too. Then you can trade 2s, and then you can trade 1s, and then you can all play together, and it gets real crazy. And then you magically go into the head, everybody together. So, yeah, let's try the 4s again.
The bass usually doesn't...
It depends. I mean, you can jump in. I would just look around.
I was confused about that, because we were doing a trading 4s. I was like, I'm not sure if...
Depends. You just gotta look up and look at each other.
Yeah.
I've seen it go both ways. Yeah. If there are a bunch of horns in a group, sometimes the bass won't go because then it gets the horns dominate. But I don't. Yeah, let's do it with the bass.
With darn horns.
Those darn horns. Yeah.
I will not dominate.
You will dominate.
All right, so let's try the fours again. Why don't you start? Wait, what did we decide? Shoot, you're gonna start. Let's try that.
Either way is fine.
Okay, why don't you start? Okay, so 1, 2, right on it. 1, 2, 3. I'm just sitting there thinking, why aren't they coming in with the head? And then I realized that afterward. Having the bridge explode while we were playing. It was just like this giant cloud of sawdust everywhere.
Really?
And ironically, we had just gotten to the Birds of the Tomb, so there's.
Yes.
Did anybody get smacked with the springs?
Well, I just saw a dust cloud. I'm kind of, yeah, I'm just kind of with my back to the whole thing, and then I just see this, like, it looked like something caught fire or something. It didn't, but it just exploded.
Wow. I didn't like
did
that one part of that statement. I moved it back to that thing. Is that the thing for the piano? Like,
sometimes
back
it happens that way. Really, some pianos need rear view mirrors so that you can see.
We were joking about that earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about
that. Oh, sometimes, some pianos have them.
Yeah.
Like a bus mirror or something.
That would be awesome.
Pretty useful.
Anyways, that was, yeah, but that was way better. It felt like you guys were all thinking ahead a little bit more of what was going to happen directing traffic. The one other complicated thing about this group in particular is we have three comping instruments. So that's going to be the same kind of dialogue every time there's a new soloist, is to say, you know, if you comp for the last solo, look up, hey, you want this one? Okay, I got this one. And especially when you're starting the chorus, be real clear about, you know, real present about your comping. I get the impression sometimes it's kind of, you know, tentative at the beginning. Oh, should I be comping here? I'm not sure. If you do that, then the other person doesn't really know. And then they'll start comping a little bit and then try to get out of your way. So it's a kind of a courtesy bell again.
Love it.
Yeah. What?
I love the term.
I don't know. There was a better term, and then, well, it's like the situation at the door. No, you first go. Meanwhile, you're standing there. Or the fly ball going between the two outfielders that are both standing there. Yeah. So, just, yeah, with the comping, it's the same thing. We'll do that on a different tune.
You were just too polite.